Dictation for Lupi, L-U-P-E Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, March 2136, address as a letter, Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, 463-2249. Dear Dr. Saxena, follow-up from Mr. Ramirez, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, prior left-sided partial nephrectomy, enlargement of the prostate, and recently difficult to control blood pressure. Last visit in May, comes in person. Norvasc discontinue because of edema, blood pressure increase, hydralazine progressive increased doses being given, symptoms of reflux, no dysphagia, vomiting, no blood melena, no diarrhea, there is nocturia frequency, but no incontinence, cloudiness, or blood. Was on LASIK for a few days, edema improved, trying to do salt restriction, review system otherwise is negative, no chest pain, palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Blood pressure at home in the 140s to 160s. Medication list review, I will highlight the nitrates, atenolol, losartan, hydralazine, few days LASIK and off the Norvasc. On diabetes cholesterol management, part of the diabetes medications, Actos that can also cause edema, lower extremities. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 170/68 on the right side. Alert oriented signs 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits, no ascites, tendon esomasis, 2-3 plus edema bilateral, no cellulitis, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine is stable, no activity in the urine for blood protein, GFR 45 is stage 3, electrolyte acid base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH normal, anemia 11.8. He's known to have small kidney on the left with normal size on the right. This is from 2019. In that opportunity, no obstruction, simple cyst. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, is stable over time. Next number, systolic hypertension of the elderly, recently a change of the Norvasc because of edema, pressing medications, including maximal dose of losartan, not making a difference, given the prior asymmetry, small kidney on the left comparing to the right, I'm going to repeat a kidney ultrasound and consider arterial Doppler for renal artery stenosis. I will increase the hydralazine progressively. I have no objections for him to be on a diuretic, which is part of blood pressure treatment. Continue to follow over time. In terms of anemia, no external bleeding, does not require treatment with EPO. Plan to see him back on the next 4 months or so.